Good evening. So I thought I would begin with a helpful announcement. Monday is Christmas. You probably didn't need me to remind you of that. It's pretty obvious, it's pretty clear. It's almost impossible to miss Christmas. You know, the engines of commerce begin many, many months ago. Decorations go up very early, reminding everyone that Christmas is on the way. Every year, people come to me and they say something like this: Father, I wish they wouldn't bring out the decorations so early. And I always have the same response: that will never happen. Earlier and earlier, to remind everyone to get into the shopping spree experience and everything. And so there's kind of an inevitability. There's just, you cannot possibly miss Christmas today. It's amazing how different it was at that very first Christmas. It almost didn't happen. And a number of times. There were so many times when it came to a halt. Just like the kind of the engine of American commerce starts this kind of engine of Christmas early. And so it was with God, that he started this engine of our salvation early. The prophets were foretelling Jesus. Prophets were saying this. Things in history were lining up for Jesus to be born in Bethlehem. And finally, this engine comes to a peak when the angel Gabriel appears to Mary and says, Mary, it's going to begin with you. You are going to start this Christmas story. It's going to happen with you. And it comes to a crashing halt because Mary turns to the angel and asks a question. How can this be? It stops right there. You could just imagine the angel Gabriel turning back to God and saying, what do I do now? And God would say, answer her, because we cannot go forward with this plan of salvation until she freely understands and freely accepts. God is not coercive. He does not force himself on us. Unless Mary says yes, the entire operation comes to a stop with that beautiful question, how can this be? If you have ever had a question about your faith, you are in good company with Mary. Questions are always the best thing because that's where wisdom comes. How can this be? And by the way, that was my question this week when the Pope came out with this new teaching about blessings. I said, how can this be? Now, I didn't have the angel Gabriel to answer me. But I did have the document to understand, and I did some research, and I wrote an article about it, and it's on the doors of the church here for you to take home. It kind of fully explains that whole idea of blessings. So when you ask a question, you want an answer. And Mary asks that question, and she gets the answer. And when the human person says, yes, I understand, and I freely accept, that's when the engine of our salvation continues. But then it comes to Joseph. And it comes to a stop with Joseph as well. Because remember, Joseph understands that Mary has a child, and it's not his. That is a major source of shame in that time. In fact, the penalty, Joseph actually could have had Mary put to death. And so he's confused, and then the angel comes to Joseph as well and explains everything to Joseph. And then Joseph says, now I understand, and now I accept. These two people had to have it explained to them. And once it was explained, they could understand and then freely accept. And only then does that Christmas story continue. And so we're grateful that it does, and we know what happened to them, but that Christmas story doesn't end with them, because each of us has to have our own Christmas story. Jesus would like to be born in your life as well. And you might say, how can this be? Why would Jesus want to come into someone like my life? And so that's a good question, and you can answer that. And when you freely understand and freely accept, then our Lord can come into your life. This story of Christmas is something that really happens to our life each and every day. You know, we have this phrase that we use forever. When you're meeting someone or when you're saying goodbye, you say, have a Merry Christmas. I love that phrase. I think it's very accurate. It means to have Christmas, not remember Christmas. It's not nostalgia for what happened 2,000 years ago. It really means to have it ourselves today. So like Mary and Joseph did in their day, for ourselves as well, we need to look at our Lord and say, I understand who you are, and I freely want you to come into my life, to do in my life the same that you did for Mary and Joseph. I hope that on Monday you have a Merry Christmas.